Hello and welcome to Power of the Parent, the podcast. This series is a new format and we are going to be focusing on a different topic each week, bringing you three things you need to know about whatever that may be, mainly from an employer perspective. But of course, there's plenty of reframing that parents could do to benefit from the content as well. We will be covering everything from parental leave transitions, managing boundaries, what to do when your talent pipeline looks a bit dodgy, tips on gathering feedback, and things like establishing parental support networks. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Power of the Parent, the podcast. In this episode of Three Things You Need to Know About, I am going to be talking about navigating the school holidays. And as we are careering towards the summer holidays in the UK, there's no time like the present to take a breath and figure out how we can make them as smooth as possible in the workplace. There's nothing like school holiday chat to get lots of people riled up, but it doesn't have to be that way. I actually wrote an article recently about some of the clickbait surrounding the discussion, which I will link in the show notes if you're interested to read. So let's get into the three things. We're going to be covering, firstly, any temporary changes you can make. Secondly, how to encourage practical things. And thirdly, regular feedback on what is and isn't working, which we need to keep two-way. And I have actually got two bonus points for you at the end of the episode this week because I just can't shut up about this topic. So, up first, any temporary changes you can make. Now, school holidays are a finite amount of time and the things that could make a huge difference aren't necessarily permanent. Sometimes policies can get in the way if it adds in really formal processes, which I'm not knocking them. That is sometimes what we need. But a common sense approach helps here too. If there's something you can manage locally within your team that you're empowered as a line manager to give the okay to, can you do it? Initiating a conversation within your team for all team members doesn't have to be a parent-only thing to let people know if they're needing temporary support changes to come to you and chat. It could be the difference between an engaged team member and one who's looking elsewhere. Number two, encouraging the practical. So using tools is something I see falling into the common sense, not common practice category. If someone is away from the business or perhaps working a different pattern to usual, something like an autoresponder can take the pressure off to reply immediately if they're already juggling lots of other things. I will use myself as an example here. So during school holidays, my working pattern almost always shifts. If we don't have childcare, which is often the case, I might be tag teaming the kids with my husband or working in shorter blocks so I can have bursts of focus time while they entertain themselves in between snack requests. I'll have an autoresponder on my email to say something like, I'm working a little differently at the moment, so there may be a delay in getting back to you. If you're an existing client and need me urgently, please WhatsApp me. Otherwise, I'll get back to you in the next X amount of hours. If you're looking for something else, these links might help, and I add in call booking links usually. I don't normally have an alternative contact, but if I did, I'd be adding that in here too. And the alternative contact part might be really standard already for you, particularly if you're working in an organisation with bigger teams. But the working differently is one that is usually a new idea for folks, so I hope that helps. And finally, regular feedback on what is and isn't working, but keep it two-way. So anything like this falls into the category of needing to review how it's going. I think sometimes a nervousness from employers and line managers to shake things up when it comes to the school holidays, which I do understand the logic of, but it can hold us back. And the thing is, nobody wants it to work more than the parents and caregivers. They will likely be giving their all to maximise whatever temporary setup they've asked to be put in place. Talk to each other about how it's gone, understand any pain points as they come up, and work together to formulate an idea of what might need tweaking in the future, as well as how you could share your experiences with others across the organisation. It probably won't be perfect the first time you try something new, but if we don't start giving it a go, we're never going to know. Now, I mentioned two bonus points. Here they are. So one, just how different the childcare landscape can be for parents of children with additional needs. Many holiday clubs and funding that might have been available during term time becomes inaccessible to these families, and that brings a whole heap of complexity. And secondly, don't assume anything about family setups. Not everybody will be in a two-parent family or have willing grandparents or aunties or uncles or friends to call upon for help. So basically, in both of those cases, just check in on your assumptions that you might be making. That is all for this week. If you do want to chat about what your organisation could try when it comes to school holiday support, you can book a call in with me using the link in the show notes. So until next time, take care. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Power of the Parent, the podcast. If you have got a few spare minutes, who am I kidding? Of course you haven't got a few spare minutes, but if you would like to choose to spend a few of your minutes giving me any sort of review or rating, I would massively appreciate it. It does help other people find it, and it also lets me know that I'm hitting the spot with listeners. For more free resources, you can head to the show notes, where you'll find a link to the Power of the Parent website, or do head on over to LinkedIn and give me a follow. Search Charlotte Speak and my grinning face should pop up. Until next time, take care.